The Nezek Shalem, if it repeats through three iterations. Yesh Hadal Litzaros, Oin Hadal Litzaros. Now, today, you'll appreciate the brilliance of the Ramban. How will you appreciate the brilliance of the Ramban? Mechalal Lav Atashom Hehen. Because there's no Ramban on this sugi, because there's no Ramban on Baba Kama. Which means that this sugi is a really, really big gaping hole. There's no Ramban, there's no Ritva, there's no Rashba. And you'd expect this sugi to strike at the heart of what Svaros is. I mean, this is central Svaros. And we're left with a lot of line here in Rashi, a line there of Einu Peretz, a line here of Chaim, a line there. So you really appreciate how central the Ramban is to a sugya. This should be the central sugya of Tzaros, and we're left on our own. So the skills I'll show you today, aside for appreciating the Ramban, because we don't have him, we don't have Rishonim that much, so we'll take whatever we can, we'll piece together. But the skills I'll try to show you today is more or less how to make whatever sense you can with the sugya without Rishonim. Say we're learning Kachim now, say we're learning Tyrus now. Okay, structure, slow, organize, connect to previous sugyas, don't say anything crazy. So this is more or less what you have to say. So today you're not going to say, oh, this is what the Rush says. Well, this time we have a question. This is what we have, our Rabbeinu Peretz, we have our Rashi, but very, very slim pickings today. And that's also going to affect Makaris today. Makaris for today are, continue to learn Svaros. We're going to continue to talk about Hadah tomorrow. I'll give you one or two more Makaros. If anyone wants to really feels like they can't learn with extra Makaros, we're going to do Chazar about Svaros and Mirtz Hashem towards the end of the week. So it doesn't hurt to review all the Svaros. But I can give you this long sheet of Makaros. It just don't exist. We don't have them Rishonim, and even in Achronim, there's not that much. So part of what I want you to appreciate today is how significant the Ramban is. Part of what I want you to appreciate today is how the tools that we're trying to hone when we do have Rishonim are extendable and exportable even when we don't have, because we're discussing Gemara logic. So I wish I had Rishonim, I feel more comfortable. But today is going to be me. I mean, whatever I've learned, whatever I've heard, just because there aren't that many Rishonim, we're going to try to keep our head clear and just make our way through the sugya. So that's the advantage you'll see today, hopefully, of learning the way we learn. We're not going to apply any different skills. We just don't have the text. We'll have to be more or less in our minds and in the Gemara and what Rava was thinking or not. Okay, so make believe we're Rishonim, Chassi, or not. But right, we didn't have Rishonim. Rishonim were sitting and learning without Rishonim. They were learning Gemara. Okay. A little handicapped because they knew Gemara really well, so they didn't need Rishonim. We need Rishonim, but this is today we're just going to be looking at the Gemaras. Okay, so let's roll everything back, okay? We have three sugyos, and part of it is trying to understand the relationship between the three sugyos. And what makes this such a unique Gemara, aside from Rishonim, is none of these questions were ever answered. Rava had two questions, or Vashi had a question, and no one ever said this is the answer. The Gemara brought a whole bunch of rayos and brisos, but all the brisos were flexible. They could be twisted this way, it could be twisted that way. So we're going to review all the questions we saw until Hadah, the two questions. Then we'll look at the question of Hadah. You saw, David, what did you do with my eraser? Where's my eraser? Now, this is a bad one. I'll steal it from her pit.
There we go. It's a big board today. My dream, one day, one of you guys will donate money. You'll be a rich, I don't know, businessman in high tech. Start a new company on Columbus.com or something. And you'll donate a room for a Carrigan with boards on every single wall. So this way we're going to have all four walls covered with boards, and maybe like in colleges, there'll these big boards that replace themselves, and a board on the ceiling, and maybe hologram boards, and one board isn't enough, but we'll do our best. Okay, we'll do our best. My dream classroom. Endless boards. Okay. So our first question was... Okay. Be happy if I just get some chocolate. Or can I hit a basket? Okay. What is Me'alia? Do you pay full amount? Or do you cap it? We call it capping Megufa, right? Don't just use the word Megufa. It doesn't mean anything in your language. It's a financial cap. You cap it based on the value of the animal. This is presumably a payment issue. And the payment issue is, why would you pay Megufo? This is a simple one. This is a questionable one. Of course, regal, svaros, it's okay. It's regal. Of course you pay full amount. Why in the world would you not pay full amount? So we gave two svaros for capping Megufo. It's part of the halacha l'moshe Sinai package. The package includes two discounts. One is Chatzi Nezek, two is Migufo Cap. Remember who said that? Last week. What was the score of the Jets game last week? Last week, the Rashba. The Rashba on the Gimel and Beis. Just like the Lecha Moshe Sina downgrades the Chatzi Nezek, it caps it with Migufo. Then we saw others who said, no, it's a din of Chatzi Nezek. And Chatzi Nezek always brings Migufo. And then we tried to compare this and contrast this. Remember who said that?
Yeshua.
Yeshua, very good. And we tried to compare and contrast this, not just with Chatzi Nezek Orche, but with Mishuna Avi Nezek Shalem. What would Tarifin say about Mishuna Karen Tam and Chatzi Nezek, we upgrade to Nezek Shalem, would it be a Lea Migufo? What would Rabbi Akiva say with Mishuna Chatzi Nezek Tam that upgrades to Nezek Shalem because it's Chavol Be'adam? What would Rabbi Akiva say? This would be the inverse. It's Orche of Chatzi Nezek. What about Nezek Shalem of Mishuna? Okay, now. We stopped and we said, wait a second. If you really believe that this is Migufo, can you still say that it's Migufo without attributing it to Elohim Moshe? Elohim Moshe, Elohim Moshe, there's a Kasset, Hashem said, we can't. If you really say it's Rosh Chodesh Migufo, can it really be a regular Masik? Or is it a new Masik? After all, how can you just cap pay it? There's no sense in Baba Kama's circuitry to say, I damaged you $1 million since I was worth 100, I cap it at 100. That started us thinking. Nothing really outstanding. I mean, Yeshua didn't mention it, but this is what we talked about on Thursday, I think last week. Right? Start to think about if you really think that it's like Migufo, independent of Elohim Moshe Sinai, how does that change the nature, the identity, its swirls, you cap payment? We know Migufo is a crazy Karen Halacha, like Tom, and we know that Tom really isn't a Mazik, it's an outlier. So you apply to Migufo, to Chatzi Nezek Tzoros, the same way you apply to Tom. What does it say about Svaros? Maybe Svaros really isn't that. So you already started to play with the identity. This is not a payment question. But the payment tables, this is an identity question. That's the theme alert. All these questions, are they payment issues or are they identity at Svaros issues? That's the common denominator between all three questions. Okay? Now, this was Rava's question on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Then he moved all the way to Rav Ashi's question, because it was logically prior, on Daf Yud Tesim. And Rav Ashi's question was, Mesh Shinoi? Of course. Svaros Mishuna? Of course Yesh Shinoi. Because Svaros Mishuna is Karen. Anytime it's Mishuna, it's Karen. We know that. Anytime it's Karen, you get the Karen discount. You apply the Karen discount plus the Svaros discount, you get the 25%. That makes perfect sense. Yesh Shinoi Litzaros. Saros Mishuna is Karen. Regular Saros is Orche Yisrael. That's Halacha Moshe Sinai. Anything that's Mishuna in this world becomes Karen. Because of Karen, you get a double discount. Or Ein Shinoi. Now, why would we say Ein Shinoi? That's the harder Svarah to understand. This is the easier Svarah to understand. We don't need a Svarah for Yesh Shinoi. Why would we say Ein Shinoi? And we're stuck at 50%, even by Tzvaros Mishuna. So this is what we discussed on Friday. One approach is to say it's a payment issue. The payment is 50%, period. See that period? I'm circling the period. 50%, period. It's a payment issue. It's not an identity issue. We cap it at 50, no more, and no less. Now, why would you cap it? Either it's a Tom cap, the Tom can never exceed, nor can it dip beneath 50. Who said it's a Tom cap in explaining why Rav Ashi thought Ein Shinoi? Who said that? Remember? On Friday?
Rashi.
This is Rashi's approach. It's a Tom cap. Or it's not a Tom cap, but it's a Svaros cap. Who said it's a Svaros cap? Remember? Rabbeinu Peretz. We'll see the Rabbeinu Peretz today because it's going to be important. Just like you cap it from dipping, you may cap it from rising. So anytime you see Tzvaros, you say 50%, period. But if you say this, then essentially you're not questioning the global identity of Tzvaros. What is Tzvaros? We all know what Tzvaros is. Tzvaros is Regel. Tzvaros of Shinoi defaults to Karen because it can't be Regel. How could you call Mishuna Regel? Tzvaros is Regel because it's Orche like any other. Avi like any other Orche which is Regel. Tzvaros happens to be Regel Orche with a Kocho discount. So it's a Kocho shade of Regel. So you're not questioning the identity.
It's just a payment issue. And therefore, the question was, along the runs, is it, as we said in our language, is the 50% of tum or mort a ratio or a quantity? Is it 50% of what you'd normally pay, or it's 50%? You can ask that question and stream that question through Karen. You can stream that question through Tzoros. And according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Peretz, this is what was happening. And towards the end of Shiur on Friday, we saw the Rambam who said that the question of Yei Shinoi and Shinoi really affects two issues. One is payment. Yei Shinoi would be 25, and Shinoi would be 50. And the Rambam also said that Ravashi's question of Yeshinoi or Inshinoi also affects what? Not just how much, but
where.
If you hold Yeshinoi, you're Chayiv in Rosh Hashanah. If you hold Inshinoi, you're Pater in Rosh Hashanah. Wait, how could you be Pater in Rosh Hashanah? We all know that Tzoros Kishuna is Karen. The only question is this Karen, how much do you pay? Do you double up discounts or not? Evidently, and this is with Chaim's Raya and the Bruch Shmuel, the question of Yeshinoi or Ein Shinoi was Yeshinoi, it's Karen for sure, that's a simple shot. Behold, Ein Shinoi, that was Rav Ashi's way of saying, not that Ein Shinoi doesn't affect the payment. Ein Shinoi means Shinoi, like Tzoros, doesn't affect its attribution. Namely, Tzoros is attributed to Regel, regardless of whether it's Orchei Mishuna. Ein Shinoi means Tzoros is always regal. Because it's not really regal because of his internal DNA. It's regal because of Halacha Moshe Sinai. And therefore, Bein Orche, Bein Mishuna, it's regal. And therefore, it's going to be Patra Mishra Sarabi, we're going to this side, and you need to pay 50% and not apply the other 50% discount because you had to apply the discount past regal. There's where we end the shiur on Friday. Now, I'm going to add a sentence now to what I said, just to create holism of the sukkah. I'm going to explore this a little more. What does it mean that it's regal ein shinoi? What does that mean? And then we're going to discuss the question of Hadda Avraba. It's going to take us at least 1.5, 2 shiurim to discuss. Okay, does everyone see how the field is being built? This is the first question. This is the most innocuous question, because it's a sidebar. This is the question that's least likely to challenge the identity of Tzoros being Regel. Why is it Regel? This question starts the challenge. Hada, whether you can turn Tzoros and Nezek Shalom through Mord, that's going to be a big. Okay? Now, I'm just going to make one sentence now before I continue this. This question that Tzoros is always Regel, Halacha Moshe Sinai, is a very, very close derivative of this question. Namely, simple pshat, I'll write this later, is Tzoros is regel because of the DNA of Orchei. So it's regular regel. There happens to be a discount of kocho, of regel, that you get to 50%. And if that's true, then in theory, I can apply the kocho discount to Karen, basically Karen, the information, unless I'm stopped by a discount limitation. And I can apply Tzoros to Sharon, as we saw in Rashi, we'll talk about this later. That's why first you decide the DNA of the Hezek, whether it's Karen, Shane, or Regal, based on its Orchei, Mishuna, or Hana. If it's Kafo, you dip down to the 50% limit. So the decision of attribution has nothing to do with it being Tzoros. The decision of attribution is what is its nature. Once you decide which category it belongs to, if it's Kafo, you dip down in payment. That's a simple shot. Of course, the problem with this was the language of the Gemara. Amai, Karish, graffiti. Karish, like, Tolda, the Regal. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Gimel says, why is it called, the Regal? Because it's Regal. It can be a told of Karen, if it's Karen, it's for sure. It can be a told of Shane, in theory, because they're known for Bashbo, according to Tulsa, according to Rashi, Dachakle, Bakalova. Amai, Karish, they told the Regal, it's Regal. So the fact that the Gemara sprayed graffiti on my chart means there's a whole nother catch. That Tzoros is different. It's not a normal mazik. And attribution, therefore, is formal, not genetic. I attribute it to Regel because the Rambam treated it as Regel. Now, again, what does that say about Regel?
What if I say, you know what? We have guests coming today. One is coming from the SAR, so you just show them around. One's coming from TABC, show them around. One's coming from the Yeshiva College, show them around. Yeah, we got a couple people coming, you know, from, I don't know, from some, a couple of Christian events. Yeah, send them to Alex. What does that say about Alex? If I'm throwing everyone at Alex, you know, it's not fresh, guys. What does it say about Rega? They got this crazy mazik. I don't know what to do with it. Okay, I'll call it Rega. Like, what does that say about Rega? But the attribution to Rega is not intrinsic. Let's first discuss its DNA, see what it belongs to. So, throw it to Rega. This and this are two shades of the same statement. They're not exactly the same. Because in theory, I could say it's a new mazik and I don't really call it Rega. I just give it Rega halachos. As opposed to saying it's a new mazik and I'll just call it Rega. Those are slightly nuanced, but it's the same logic. I want you to see those two major chains of logic. One sequence of logic, one logic of view is it's Rego because it's Orge, and it could be Karen if it's Mishuna, and it could be Shane if it's Anna, and then if it's Kogo, I'll give it a 50% discount. As opposed to saying it is inviolate, immutable, unchangeable Rego, because the Lachim Mishuna calls it that, like we saw in Rashi and Ksuvos. Remember Rashi and Ksuvos, Mem Aleph. Halacha, the Moshe, Misinai, calls it Rego. That's what Reb Chaim says here. That's what I said here. This is more compelling. This is less compelling. He's just calling Migufo without changing his identity. But I start scratching my head and say, wait a second. This Migufo thing is like above a comma breaker. You don't really pay the full amount. Does that reflect Reb Chaim? You want to say Reb Chaim here? You don't have to say what I said there. But it's coming from the same swamp of logic. It's coming from the same ideas. Okay? So far, nothing new. Everything on the board, we've discussed. Take a second to absorb it. It is how we're learning a sugya. We don't have Rishonim. We're just doing our best, putting together the three sugyas side by side. I'm going to erase this middle part. This is just my sketch board. This is no longer a table. Okay? Graffiti. We're going to erase graffiti. Well, no longer.
The outside.
The outside, sure. I'm not going to erase the outside, but okay? Okay. There we go. Now, today, before we get to the third question, we're going to think about this issue. I'm going to erase this. Okay, everyone clear, just to make it clear for you. I'm going to erase this, just to make it very clear. I'm going to take another color, just to make it very, very clear. Yesh shinui is the simple shot. Ein shinui is the questionable shita. Ein shinui had two ideas. Let's make it consistent for you. Okay, this is Reb Chaim. This is Rashi and Bein Peretz. Okay? Is that clear? Okay. Now, we're going to spend a few minutes on this part of the board, so right here, imaginative, and then we'll get to Rabbi. We ended Friday with this statement. Well, you know why Ein Shinui, and you don't dip down less than 50%? It's not a payment limitation. It's an identity probe. We're probing Soros's identity. Is Saras Regel inherently, in which case Saras Mishuna would default to Karen and you dip it to 25. Or is Saras being Regel formally, in which case I don't care what type of Saras you have. Or is Saras Mishuna, Saras is always going to be Regel, 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 Regel. And here's the second statement of Rav Ashi's Ein Shinui. I'll use the sketch board here in the middle. Ein Shinui, according to this, is based on two assumptions. One is Saras is always regel, even Mishuna, right? That's Reb Chaim's big chiddush. And the second chiddush in Reb Chaim and Reb Ashi's side, which we don't really know what's right because Reb Ashi doesn't tell us the answer. What's the second assumption? Once it's regel, well, right, that's the raya, that's the shift in regel. But internal to Reb Ashi, once it's regel, no for regel. What's the slot? No. I'm talking about Reb Ashi, not Rav. No?
Shinoi.
Chatzi Nezek for Rega. That Reb Chaim doesn't really explain so much. Okay. Call it Rega. I don't care what you call it. It's Rega Mishun, and Rega Mishun should pay Chatzi Nezek. But maybe talk about that for a little bit, Reb Chaim. Here, we're not questioning identity. We're saying it's classic Karen, but for some reason, stop! Don't go any down. Don't go beneath 50. Stop!
Here we're saying, you know, it changes its identity. You and I think it's Karen, what we thought according to this side. It's not really Karen, it's Rachel. It's Rachel? You say it's Rachel? Don't you dare start thinking about applying a Mishuna Chatzi Nezek discount to reduce it from 50 to 25. Like, who says? Who says you can't overlay the Chatzi Nezek discount of Mishuna to Avos outside of Karen? Just because you defect, just because Tzvaros is a traitor and it moves to Regal, even by Mishuna, so call it Regal, and apply the Shema. So we're going to discuss two things right now. Number one, have we seen this before? The possibility of overlaying Shinoi to other non-Karen Mazikim. And number two, if it really is only a Karen issue, then what's the next question? Active non-lazy minds? If it's only a Karen issue, all my active minds? Why? Why would we say that the Torah's Mishuna discount is localized to Karen and doesn't apply to other Mazikim? I don't care what your answers are to those two questions. I just want you to start asking those two questions. Understand? Is it true? Have we seen this before? That you can't extend Mishuna Chatzi Nezek beyond Karen? And if we come to that conclusion, what does that say about Karen? Said otherwise, guys, we are really learning today and tomorrow two sugyos. By asking whether you can apply the Shinoi dip of Karen to Tzveros, and whether you can apply the Muad escalation of Karen to Tzveros, what are we really learning? It sounds like we're learning Tzveros, but what's the second sugya we're learning? Tam to Muad. Why is it Tam to Tam and has become a Muad? By probing whether you can take the Hadah Shinoi process and overlay it to Tzveros, it's an interface between two questions. What is Tzveros, which is what Reb Chaim told us, but also what is Shinoi slash for Karen, and what is Mirtz Hashem, we'll discuss later today, Hadah. So we really are learning two sugyas. Mirtz Hashem, one day, Hillel, Reb Hillel, you'll open a yeshiva called Beis Hillel, I don't know, and you'll give the opening share, and you'll decide, you know what, we want to talk about Muad. You could very easily start your discussion about Muad from this sugya. You could start and say, you know what, does Muad exist? It's just my tapa. Does Muad exist outside of Karen? And all your Talmidim will be laughing at you. Say, Rebbe, what are you talking about? Don't you know Tosos and Daf Gimel Amud Beis ain't Tamus? And not just Tosos Gimel Amud Beis, but obviously Gimel Masor, you need Baal Lechayim, okay. But how can you ever have a Muad? Everything pays Nezek Shai from the get-go. Like, what are you talking about? Muad for Eish? Muad for Bor? Muad for Regal? Like, the Nezek Shai, 200% after Muad? That's ridiculous. They can pay 200%. Rabbi Shai, what did you even say? And you'll say, can you apply more to Tzaros? And you'll shut down all your skeptic Talmidim, like Rebbe's like, you know, you'll say, ha-ha-ha, I proved you. So I want you to see this sugya is a Rubik's Cube. It's like a two-dimensional sugya. Depending on how you spin it, you're touching Tzaros, and we've done a lot of that, but now the next 2 days, we're also going to probe whether you can apply Chatzi Nezek Karen Tam to Tzaros. Rabbi Chaim said, once you say Regel, any Shinoi Chatzi Nezek is off the board. Who says? And then we'll start to see today the same question. Hadah, once you say Regel, take your Hadah and throw it off. Who says? So now we really have to ask ourselves again, what happens, this is going to be a sidebar, what happens when an animal goes from Tam to Muad? What happens when it goes from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalem? What happens when it goes from Mishuna to Orche? These are just the words we've used. These mean nothing right now. Is this only a Karen phenomena? Or can it be a universal phenomena? And now based on the scope, is it Karen or universal? We want to understand the essence. So we have to go back to our Tam-Muad positioning. What does it mean to be a Tam versus a Muad? What's the difference between a Karen Tam and a Karen Muad? The transition will determine whether we can apply it beyond Karen. Okay? So now we know what we have to do. We keep a clear head. No one has to be, Reb Chaim. All you have to do is keep a clear head and move and always remember sugyas. Don't fall into that trap where every day is a new sugya, and especially in Tzaros. Tzaros has to be learned all at once. Okay? If you fall into the trap at the beginning of the Bava Kamma year, you went from Shein to Regel to Bor to Metav, this is a 2-week sugya. And if you don't know the first year, you don't know the last year. It's all just one circle, as I'm trying to prove to you on the board. Okay, I made a little bit of a break between anatomy and attribution. The anatomy was Rava comparing it to Zav, Basar Meikara. Now it's attribution. I want you to think about the connection between those two. But right now in the attribution, all these three questions are one question, along with the Gemara Daf Gimel on the base. You can't tackle one question without the other question. Okay? Did we ever see an attempt to apply Chatzi Nezek by Shinoi outside of Keren and where? Anyone remember? Anyone remember? What case of an animal that eats something, gave it away, Meshunadik, and pays Chatzi Nezek? Chad Gad Yachad Kalbo Dachal Imri Shunu Dachal Tarnagola Pays Chatzi Nezek. Who said it's Keren because it's Meshuna? Who remembers?
Tosfos.
That's why Tosfos got all locked up. If you hold Paganiska Mimona and even Tom is Urche, then you can never pay for Meshuna. That's how you learned the Gemara. Hashta Damrin and Paganiska Knosa, then you can collect. So according to Tosfos, a dog that eats a chicken, a cat that eats a sheep, and it's Meshuna for it to eat a sheep and a kitten. It's not Meshuna because of Kavanos Elhazek. It's Meshuna because of the dietary norms. We'll talk about different types of Shinoi. It's going to be our big Chiddush maybe on Wednesday when we get to Tzoros being Meshuna, but right now Tzoros isn't. So you pay because of Keren and you pay in Rishos and Rabbim. Who remember who argues on Tosos? Anyone remember? This Chatzi Nezek of Meshuna is not a Chatzi Nezek of Meshuna that makes it Keren. Who remembers? The Rambam. The Rambam in Iske Mamon Perak Beis called a dog that eats, oh, it's eating, it's hungry. A cat that eats, oh, it's eating, it's hungry. Don't you dare call this Keren. There's no Kavanos Lahazik, right? The Rambam Shita. How could you call something Keren if it's not Kavanos Lahazik? You interview this dog while you're eating the chicken. Oof, oof. Oh, you mean to say you're hungry. Dog meant that, right? Why are you eating this cat? Oof, oof. Oh, you mean you're hungry. So the dog's really hungry. It just eats something that's abnormal. But hunger and hana can't be called Keren. Because the first precondition of Keren is Kavanah Lazak, according to the Rambam. This has to be Shein. If it's Shein, Hakipay Nezek Shalei, Hakipay Nezek, Bada Bing, Bada Boom. Shinoi is a lens. Shinoi is a skin, like the case you put your phone into. You want to take the skin off of this phone and put it on another phone? Go right ahead, right? Just take it off again. It's not going to fit exactly the holes, but whatever. Let's assume it's flexible enough. You want to put it onto your Apple phone? Chas v'shalom, I hate Apple. Just a quick minute. Put it onto your Apple phone. I'm an Android guy. Anyone Apple out of the room, right? Free open, not contained and in prison. Okay. So you want to put it, just put it on some other phone. This, it's a skin. Chatzi Nezek Tzvaros, Chatzi Nezek Shein. So according to the Rambam, can Reb Chaim be right? According to the Rambam, if you can apply Meshuna Chatzi Nezek to Shein, maybe you can apply Meshuna Chatzi Nezek to Rega. Can anyone answer that question? You will not find this in any Sefer, guys. This is Sefer Avoshim. You cannot find this anywhere. It's just simply, oh, that piece we had 3 months ago, let's put it alongside Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that Regel is a disqualifier of Shinoi, and once we call Tzvaros universal Regel, right, unisex Regel is always Regel, then I can't apply Shinoi. Well, they're going to apply Shinoi to the dog that ate a cat. Why can't you apply Shinoi to Tzvaros being Regel? Someone give me an answer before we move to the nuclear option. Come on, just tell me. Don't give me the svara. Just say, you know, what is not like what? Just simply create space between things that I've assumed are similar. That's what Rishonim always do. You think they're similar? I'll wrench them apart and create space. I'll start for you. Guys, listen, come on. This is really important. You're not reading Rishonim. You're actually thinking. We're writing Rishonim now. One day you'll write a Rishon. Even though the Rambam applies Shinoi to Shein, finish the sentence. That doesn't mean I can apply Shinoi to Regel. Somehow, maybe Shinoi Chatzi Nezek is extendable beyond Keren, but only to Shein, not to Regel. Why would you say that? Why would you say that Shinoi can't be overlaid to Regel? Okay, come on, Yehuda. Why?
For Keren and Shein, there's for Keren, Kavana Lahar, for Shein, Kavana for Hanav, and for Regel, maybe it's just there if you look at there isn't specific Kavana.
But Shinoi is not Kavana. Shinoi is expectation, norm, convention. It's not really Kavana. It's not motivation. You're jumping the fence. You don't want to jump the fence in Lamas. You want to stay in the fence. We're discussing regularity and how it impacts payment. Regularity and expectation. So Meshuna, if whatever Meshuna does, it reduces payment. But the second I say Meshuna, I can't call it Regel. Think about what we said about Regel. It's basically what we're saying here. It's a Regel phenomenon. Throw Shinoi to whatever you want. Shinoi can apply to Keren. Shinoi can apply to Shinoi. In theory, it can even apply to like Eishin Bara. It's hard for my mind to imagine that. But there's something about Regel that Regel is a Shinoi blocker. Second, you say regal, and Reb Chaim already attributed every to us. Oh, that was Rav Ashi said. Rav Ashi said, if I'm prepared to call Tzvaros regal, then don't you dare say shino, ain shino. Why can't I say shino and regal in the same sense? What do you think, Elio?
Because regal, like the mechayev of regal is that it's already kind of being mishun in a way.
The mechayev of regal? You think Tzvaros, that you meant to say Tzvaros, we'll get to that on Thursday. Regal's not mishun. What would you say, Alex?
I would say, the mechayev of regal is by the very nature that it is orchay, right? The very nature that there is a commonality to it and to the action in which there was the action that caused the nezek has to have some form of commonality.
Why? Okay, push it. Why? So now you're just editorializing, which is fine. I'm trying to push you. Okay, it can't be Mishuna because it's defined by Orche. Why is it defined by Orche? You're absolutely right. And then take it to the next level. Dig down. What does it mean to define something as Orche? What does that mean to define something as Orche? Regal has to be super Orche because if it's not super Orche,
it's not.
Regal, why not? What does it say about Regal?
It's derech ilucha. And so by derech ilucha, there's a commonality in the way something walks.
So give me one word. For regal to be regal, it has to be orche, because regal's DNA is... Why is orche so necessary? Orche is an enzyme. What part of the digestive part of regal does this enzyme affect? Because if I don't have orche... Oh, you dare call it regal. What is regal? What is regal if it can't be even moderately orche? Because we're saying shein can be moderately orche, and therefore you can have a shein of a shein, says the Rambam. But regal has to be super orche. Like, why? Nothing. What do you think?
Muad?
Oh, I thought you raised your hand. Sorry.
No, Muad. It's always Muad now.
Yeah, then that's another saying orche. But give me logic, not terms. I don't know, but you tell me. What do you think, Gabi?
We in the story before that it's not a mazik.
Right, so Gabi is saying that in order for regal to be chayiv, it has to be, I'll just add to what you're saying, has to be the agency of of the owners, like I did the nezek. And for me to be complicit in the nezek, it has to be totally, totally predictable. So if I can totally predict it and I didn't intervene, it's like I did it. So the only way to be mechayev regal is to pin the actual action. Normally, Noam would pin the age. All right, you pay. You're pshia. Okay, normally, Aryeh, we pin it on you. You, who did the maisa nezik then? But regal is not maisa nezik. It's erech lucha. Why is it lucha? Oh, pin it back on the guy. I can only pin it back on the guy if it's like so obvious. Like there's no, I can wake up in the morning. Vegas has 30-1 odds and this animal's going to walk by and damage. It's got 15, not an odds maker. I think 30 is better odds, right? No, whatever. 2-1 odds. Sorry, not a better. Okay. 2-1 odds. This animal's going to break the China. Whereas the Shane is 15-1 odds and the Karen is 100-1 odds. So, I predict it. So I know the Baltimore Colts, I know the Baltimore Colts are going to win the Super Bowl this year, so it's an easy bet. I just get my money and I know it's going to happen, Baltimore. I know it's going to happen. So I'll be saying, you see what I'm doing, Alex? It has to be super Urche because there's a deficiency in Regel that has to be compensated for by Urche in order to create Mechaita. Now, could you say what Gabi's saying with a little bit of less Chiddush in it? It's not like the person did it, but because regal is not as much as a mice and nezek as Shane and Karen, because Shane and Karen are incentivized. There's some incentive. There's some drive, whether it's aggression or desire for pleasure. Regal has no drive to it. If there's no drive, it can't be a mice and nezek. Assuming that in Bava Kamma, mice and nezek is crucial, regal is missing the crucial ingredient. So in order to compensate, what do I need? Without saying as extreme as Gabi, or like what Gabi said, because I said it, I just need hyperpshia. And hyperpshia is only with expectation. It's Gavi minus. Gavi is saying it very extremely, and I'm saying a little less. But I'm trying to push your minds. Okay, the next time, Hillel, you're sure, you start on Regel is, you know what, guys? I can apply Mishuna to everything out there, but I can't apply it to Regel, because Regel has to be hyperorche. Why? Let me say it differently, guys. Regel is the most vanilla nezik in the world. Everything else has a profile, right? Let's say, I don't know, I wasn't there, but Avi and Yossi, anyone else in TABC in the room? No, only two guys in TABC. Let's just assume that Gavi will be an honorary Gavi, be an honorary TABC guy. So, in Avi's picture, you have a nice picture, and you say, Avi is a very, very friendly guy. I don't know, whatever. And Yossi's picture is Yossi's a very intellectual guy. And then in Gavi's picture is Gavi is Gavi. You know, what did I say about him? Like, I didn't say anything about it. Gavi lives. Gavi breathes. Like, say something positive about him. Karen, ho, kavanasa lahazik. Shana, regel. You're just normal. We're trying to take today. Today's a regel moment. We're trying to take regel and make it mean something. No, the orche is because there's a problem in regel, as Yehuda, you know, alluded to, started to hint towards. You don't have any drive and incentive. Menevim ma'isa nezek. In order to pin it somehow in the bow, we need hyper orche, and even less than orche can't be regel. And that could be what Rav Chaim is saying. I don't know. He's not in the room right now. But if I take Rav Chaim in Rav Ashi, quoted by the Birch HaShmuel, and I hold it up to the Rambam by Shane, I have a problem. Me, I have a problem. I haven't seen this in any sefer. Where have I seen it? In my mind. I just take two pieces of my Shas puzzle and I put them together and they don't fit. And I have to say something. So one option is, okay, obviously there could be two options. One option is, Mishuna doesn't apply to regel. But it does apply to Karen and Shane if you're the Rambam. What's the other option to understand what Reb Chaya meant? The second I call it regel, I can't apply Mishuna because Mishuna is, can anyone get this? It's not.
Mishuna removes it from regel.
No, that's what the first is. Mishuna removes it from regel, but it can exist by Karen and Shane. Let's say I don't hold like the Rambam and I don't interpret dogs that eat chickens to be Shane Mishuna. So then I say the second that it's Shane or Regel, I can't apply Mishuna, because Mishuna is limited only to
Karen.
I don't know what Reb Chaim meant. Or I don't know what Rav Ashi meant. When Rav Ashi said 1500 years ago, if you're going to call it Regel, because the love of Moshe Sinai, blind Regel, just call it Regel. I don't care if it's Mishuna, I don't care if it's Orche, just call it Regel. Don't you dare apply Shinoi to something which is regel. What's he saying? Because it's regel, and don't you dare apply Shinoi to regel, like Avi Trapper said, and like Alex said, and like, you know what? Or was he saying, you know what? Shinoi and Karen, nothing else. Kabbal Dach Limri, I hold like Tosa, says Rashi. I don't hold like the Rambam. You can't apply Shinoi to Shane. You can't apply Shinoi to regel. Shinoi is a unique Karen phenomenon. Okay, so why would Shinoi be a unique Karen phenomena? And you don't have regel to hide behind anymore, Godfrey Trump. Oh, regel this, regel that. You can't say, oh, regel. Don't tell me regel. Let's start talking. Now we're not talking about regel. Now what are we talking about, guys? Now we're talking about Karen. See, I flipped the script on you. Until now, regel was outnumbered. There's Karen and Shane lining up with their good friend Shinoi. We're good buddies with Shinoi. And Regel, Shinoi don't hang out together. Tell us, Regel, why you don't like Shinoi. Now, we played Red Rover. Red Rover, Red Rover, come over to our side, Shane, says Regel. Now it's Shane and Regel saying, we hate Shinoi. You can't apply Shinoi. We've been as a show from the get-go. Karen, what does Shinoi do to you? Tell us what Shinoi is. I don't know. This is the way to learn, guys. It's just simply applying pieces to one another and asking what Reb Chaya meant, which means never accepting any statement without questioning it. Because by questioning a statement, you don't reject it, you just want to understand it better. Okay, I'm happy to hear that Tzaras is regel. So what? That's not the end of the conversation. It's regel, and therefore you can't apply Shinoi. Who says? Why shouldn't you? Okay, so someone talk to me. What are the two ways we had of understanding Shinoi, and which way would only apply to Karen, not to Regel and Shane, and why? Anyone have something intelligent to say? Why would Shinoi, Karen, Tom? What does Shinoi do? What is Shinoi as opposed to more? By asking the question, of course, I'm already preempting tomorrow's question or the end of today's question. No, what does Shinoi do to Karen? Makes it less, you have to start that word, yeah, see, it's less, because it's what Karen, Tom does. It's less, now you have to fill in the blank, it's less. Come on, even if you don't remember what we discussed when we learned Paganiska Knessa and Tosas that there's no Chatzi Kofer by Karen according to B'yeh Segluli and according to B'yehuda, Shmir Me'ul is necessary by Tom, even though Shmir B'chusa is enough by Mord. Anyway, remember any of that, tell me what your mind tells you. Zev, Tom is less predictable and therefore less Shia. predictability is always linked. You say predictability, I say pshia, P and P. Is that extendable beyond Karen? Be brave. What would you say? I think so. If pshia is the driving force of chiyuv attribution, so if less pshia for Karen reduces the chiyuv, so why shouldn't less pshia for regel? Okay, you could say, Natan, you could say it's gzeiras hakasav. I've seen some of the Torah says gzeiras hakasav. The Torah said, chatzi nezek tam, only by Karen. Okay, it may be, but that ends the conversation. There's nothing to talk about. I can't understand the logic of gzeiras hakasav. Okay, gzeiras hakasav. It never helps to say gzeiras hakasav to build the system. It's just you shut down. It's like cauterizing a nerve, right? A nerve hurts. Okay, cauterize the nerve. But that nerve is going to participate in the rest of the body because you've already cauterized it. Then it's gzeiras hakasav, it's unique, and okay, we've got to move on. Doesn't teach us like saying halacha moshinah is gzeiras hakasav. You can't, okay, it doesn't really help me build the system. So when briskers say if it's not gzeiras hakasav, they're not denying the possibility. They're just saying that's a dead end. I'm looking for new ways to build the maze to get out of the maze. So now I want to say, is there a logic, not gzeiras hakasav, that disagrees with Zev? Zev said something very, very logical. If chatzi nezek mishuna of tam is less pshia and reduces the payment because it's less pshia, then it should be equally applied to regel and Karen, like the Rambam basically did for shame, and like the Beder Peretz and Rashi, maybe we're willing to do even for tsaros and regel, and therefore they disagreed with Reb Chaim, right? If I disagree with Reb Chaim, guys, look at this part of the board, I can disagree with one or two Reb Chaims. I can say, I don't agree with Reb Chaim's big chiddush, his big show I disagree with. It's inherently regel, and therefore Mishuna could be Karen. Not every source is regel. Or say, you know what? You know, say, every source is regel. But who cares? Call it regel. Just apply the shiner. Like, who cares that it's regel? Come on, Reb Chaim. Who cares that it's regel? So call it regel Mishuna. It's regel. Okay. Regel is going to have impact with Shusarab. It's not going to limit the drop to shiner to 25%. Why would you not apply shinoi outside of Karen? Alex and Gavi told me why I would apply Shino to Karen and Shane, not to Regal. But you guys, you're cowards. You're Regal cowards. You hid behind Regal. I want to know why it's only for Karen. What do you think, Adir?
You can say that about all other music and like they're expected from the beginning. So once you've already pushed out, or like once, it doesn't matter whether the animal did a pshia action or not. But by Karen, where it starts off as something which is unexpected, you weren't really pushed out from the beginning.
Tell me why, in one sentence, less expectation reduces pshia in your mind, for your argument is there frontally, in Karen, and it doesn't reduce the pshia of Shane and Regal.
Less expectation reduces pshia by Karen because by Karen, you're not being pushed out.
Why are you being pushed by Mishuna, unexpected, regular, and chain?
Well, by Mishuna, like you weren't pushed out from the beginning. Like you weren't
for Karen.
Correct.
But why were you pushed out by Shane and regular if it's Mishuna? I think I know what you're saying, but I don't think you're saying it yet.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it for you. You sold out it. Okay, so you're filling in the blanks for Yakir. Shane and Regal, I expect the animal to eat normal things. I expect the dog to go eat your dog food. That would be regular Shane. I expect the animal to go out and, you know, bang into the clay, not to kick toes in machine of fashion. So I was pshia about this animal for Orche, and that pshia makes me chaya for Mishuna. Whereas Karen, in my mind, there's no scene in which the animal's going to go out and terrorize people. So what you're suggesting is that, come on, say the Chiddush Yisrael David, say the Chiddush Yakir, that it's a Chiddush in how we define Pshia. Pshia isn't case specific. Pshia is mazik specific. If I'm a poshea for Shane, for normal eating, I let the animal go out and it could have just, for all intents and purposes, the animal that ate the chicken could have eaten the dog food. And that would have been classic Shane. The animal went to your Shosavi, so dog food said, it's Thanksgiving, I want a turkey. Right, so if it ate the dog food, oh, that would be shame. Eats the turkey, that's Mishuna. So you're saying, okay, but since it's shame, since you're a poshea for the dog food, you're poshea for the turkey. Whereas an animal goes out and starts the tearing, biting, kicking, screaming, goring, whatever, it wasn't poshea for that. You know the problem you're facing, Yisrael, David, and Yekir. So when I say, if I was poshea for shame, I'm poshea for Karen also. But then my animal go eat the dog food, and then all of a sudden it did negicha, why shouldn't I be mechayev? Once you start saying that any poshea can cover any scenario, and therefore, pshia for dog food makes me chayev for shinoi of chickens, whatever, shinoi of kicking stones, and therefore there is no shinoi reduction for shein and regel, because there's a more generic pshia that's mechayev me, and even though the action was mishuna, still within the overall category of shein and regel, I was pshia. So why is pshia category specific? It's case specific within categories. Why is it category specific? Just make it general. The answer to that question is you need to be a shein mazik within your category, going back to revelvel. And I don't know if any of this is true, guys. I just know that it's all Talmudic logic. I have other ways to say it. I don't want to bog you down. We'll talk about it maybe a little bit later. But this is the deep, deep probe of what Karen is. Reb Chaim opened this Pandora's box. Hell, until we got to Reb Chaim, we weren't facing these issues. We were hiding behind payment. Terebeni Peretz hid behind payment. Rashi, at least in Ravashi, we'll see what he says in Rava, hid behind payment. Ravashi was not asking about Soros' identity. Ravashi was saying, Saros is Ravashi is naturally regel because it's Orchei Noam. If you have Mishuna, it's normal Karen. Normal Karen, you'd have the Karen Saros discount. The question Ravashi says is, can you put Black Friday on top of Blue Friday? You guys know what Blue Friday is? That's the Israeli version. Right? Instead of 50% discount, 1.5% off. That's like a big discount. Israel doesn't have the consumer size to give big discounts. So like, oh, you get 3% off, you get all these deals in your credit card. If you go to the movie, you get a free candy bar. Oh my goodness, great, great deals. Because they don't have the consumer base to create such large discounts. So Black Friday is 80% off. Blue Friday is, we'll throw in a little candy with your purchase of an oven. Okay, so can you overlay Black Friday and Blue Friday? I'm like, ordering Amazon is being shipped to Israel. So give me both discounts. No, two discounts. We limit the discounts. According to Reb Chaim, Reb Ashi is really probing, why is Saros regel? Inherently, in which case, Shina would not be regel. Or, formally, it's imposed regel. And if it's regel, said Reb Chaim, Reb Ashi was wondering, can I then apply? So maybe, okay, give me three guys. Give me three versions for Reb Ashi. Forget the board. I mean, look at the board. But don't tell me what this one says. Tell me, Asher, three ways to view Ravashi's question, okay?
Take one. Ravashi came into the room and he said, today we're going to discuss. Well, the easy one. Payment, is it a cap or a ratio? I didn't discuss that question for Chatzin Nezek. I would discuss that question for Zeros. So Ravashi said, today, guys, our topic is payments. Half payments, are they ratios or quantities? Think carefully. Get in general. Don't give me... Take two. Today, don't meet him. Ravina. Where's Ravina? Is that maybe Ravina? Okay, take two. Today, we're going to discuss... Come on. The identity of Saros. Is Saros regal naturally? In which case, unnatural would default to Karen, or is Saros universally regal?
Take three. See if you can get this out. Wait. Ravashi came in today, we're going to discuss.
Oh, I love it. Being that Saros is regal, can I apply? Shina is an overlay. Does Shina apply to regal? Does Shina apply to Karen? You hear those three ways to read Ravashi? Take one. We all know that Saros is naturally regal and Shina Saros is Karen. So this is a double discount potential. How does Halacha deal with double discounts? Take one. Take two is, what is this thing called Saros? He entered the room and he said, Tamidim, am I carrying my Saros? Hi, Rabbi used that language. Maybe Ravashi used that language. Ravashi wrote the Gemara. So Ravashi may have actually written, am I carrying told the regal on Daf Gimel, because Ravashi compiled the Gemara. Am I carrying told the regal? Is it regal naturally? Is it regal formally? Naf Gimel, what would we call Saros Mishuna? If we call it regal, then it would be Patrin Ashur Sarabin, and it would be not a candidate for Shinoi, because regal, we all know, can't be a candidate for Shinoi. Part three, Ravashi says, guys, we're not talking about Saros. Everyone knows that the claim is right. Everyone knows Saros is regal. I just want to know, given the fact that even Shinoi is regal, Saros Mishuna is regal,
Can I then apply the Chatzi Nezek discount, or is Shinoi Chatzi Nezek limited only to Shane and Karen, or only to Karen? Okay? Which Rishonim say this? No one that I found. Which Acharonim say this? I saw here and they're talking about it, but this is like, you know, nothing I've said here doesn't make sense to you. Okay, you can give this right. I don't care what the Sparas are right. But you just can't take Reb Chaim lying down. Reb Chaim, you said it's regal. So what? So what that it's regal? And how does the scope of Shinoi, does it apply only to Karen or also to Shane or also to regal? How does that affect how we view the impact of Karen? Okay? Now we're ready to start today's share. Zev.
Isn't it, for most of the sheet of arguments in the Rambam, isn't it supposed to think that there's no such thing as, like, Shane or regal Shinoi? Like, if it's
Shinoi,
by definition, it
becomes Karen. Yeah, it sounds that way, yeah.
So,
how would Tosfos read Ravashi? I don't know. Yes, I wish Tosfos would tell me how to read Ravashi. That would make me very, very happy. You know, for that reason, I wish other people could read Ravashi. I'm alone here on an island, eating coconuts and talking to volleyballs. I'm doing my best to go down to make sense here. Thanks for getting it. I'm all alone here, so, you know, someone send me a ship. But, you know, just because you're alone in a study doesn't mean you stop learning the study. You just take what you have and you apply it, okay? Okay, folks. Now we get to Rava. Keep in mind we've already had Rava. Okay, this is Rava up here. This is Ravashi, just to keep everyone on the same page. This is Rava in your test. This is Ravashi in your test. Rava, and Rava is all over the place. I mean, we get to Rava all over the place. He's on that Yutasamur days, and Chafamur Aleph, Yichasamur days, Yutasamur Aleph, Yichasamur Aleph. It's not like pinned on one area, but Rava's question was, can I apply Muad to Tzaras? So to make matters even more difficult in this thing, just in case you wanted to have an extra level of difficulty, not only do we have three questions, none of which are answered, and all of which sound the same, so I don't have to make differences between the two, and not only do we not have Rishonim, but we don't even know what Rava's case of Hadar was talking about. Was it talking about, what are our three options? Was he questioning a three-time Svaros when the first one is Shinoi? A three-time Svaros when the first one is, okay, what's the third option? A three-time Shinoi in both cases. We'll see this in Ritz Hashem tomorrow. Could Rav have been asking a question, talk about a brain teaser, that could equally apply to both Tzaras Mishuna and Tzaras Orcha? Okay? So let's start slowly. Today, we're going to take the first shot in Rashi. The first shot in Rashi is that Rav was asking, can there be more for Tzaras? By which type of Tzaras? First shot in Rashi?
Mishuna.
Very easy. Easy Japanese. Now, it's not so Japanese because we still don't know what Rava would say about Ravashi. When you say Tzaras Mishuna, is it 25 or is it 50? So this thing's clouding my mind. And whether you say 25 or 50, because Ravashi didn't answer this question, you know. How do I know what Rava would say? Ravashi didn't answer. So when you say Tzaras Mishuna, I like stop dead in my track. Okay, tell me, what does Tzaras Mishuna pay before I ask you about escalation for Adah? I don't even know. But okay, at least I can surmise that if you hold that Tzaras Mishuna dips to 25, then Hadar would escalate it to 50. And if you start at 50 with Tzaras Mishuna, the ancient option, then it would escalate to 100. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's just simple logic. I just don't know when Rava asked this question, Yesh Hadar, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, he was honing in on Tzaras Mishuna and asking whether there's escalation. But to know the escalation, I got to know the baseline. I even know the baseline of Tzaras Mishuna according to Rashi. Whatever Ravashi's svara was, his question's consequence of it was 50 or 25. You take one, take two, take three, what Ravashi was asking. But the consequences, Alex, were 25 or 50. So what's Rava dealing with? I don't even know what Ravashi's dealing with, let alone what Rava's dealing with. So there's a lot of shade on this whole sugya. Like there's a lot of uncertainty in the sugya. And again, I would love for the baby shown to take me through and say, well, he's talking about Sarah's Mishuna now. And it's 25 because he holds, I don't know. Okay? So, assuming we're talking about Tzaras Mishuna, tomorrow we'll redraw the board. We'll have to shrink some of these things. Assuming it's Tzaras Mishuna, Rava said, Yesh Hada or Ein Hada? First question? What's the simple shot? What shot needs a spot? What would you say, 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up,
Sorrow starts at 50 or 25. Doesn't make a difference. For our argument's sake, now you've repeated it three times. The upgrade to 100. What would you say? Just throw away. Just follow the track. This is Shinui. Misvara. Svaros Mishuna we call Karen. Svaros Mishuna of Karen would, of course, be a candidate for Hadah. Right? It's just simple, simple, simple. Say everything simple. Don't give any big svaros. Mishuna, without Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim may be the big chiddush in the sugya. Without Reb Chaim, let me say it again more extensively. Svaros is regal because it's orchid, because it is the DNA of regal. Therefore, we call it regal. When you know the DNA of regal, namely it's mishuna, we call it karen. And Rav Ashi was asking all sorts of interesting questions about payment. But let's put Rav Ashi on the side right now. Okay? Now that we know that Soros mishuna is karen, and it pays either 50 or 25, depending on how I manipulate the payment tables. So now that Soros mishuna happened three times, I escalate Soros mishuna / tam to Soros mishuna mod, and I double the payment. Whether the doubling of the payment will hit 50 or the doubling of the payment will hit 100, I just don't know. Rashi doesn't even talk about that. But I double the payment in more. That's the simple shita yesh hadah. Why not? Why can't hadah apply to svaras mishuna, which we call karen? Of course, you guys are smart enough to tell me what are the two answers for ein hadah. Either I'm right in what I said. It's Tsaros Mishuna and it's Karen. No problem whatsoever. It's Tsaros Mishuna, Karen. And even though I should apply Muad as a payment escalator, it's a, why would I say Ein Hadar? Why would I not move past the initial amount? Because it's a cap, a payment cap. And who's going to say that? Who remembers? Rabbeinu Peretz. He's going to be consistent. Which means that according to Bain and Peretz, if they're consistent and someone fill in the blanks, then Rabban and Rashi asking the same question, which is odd, but it's not so odd here because the question is answered. So they could have been asking the same logical question through different lenses. Normally, when there's a flow, we either have Ipsak, and then everything happens. Like, for example, Aaron, there are two geometric fields in Bava Kama. One is the Paganiska Mamona magnetic field, and one is Paganiska Kanasa. If you say Paganiska Mamona, you have one view of Bava Kama, say Paganiska Kanasa. But we know how we Paskin. So when we learn that Paganiska is Kanasa. We can always say, a long, long time ago, one of the rabbis in Yeshiva took a Shabbaton. This is like 25, 30 years ago, and they hired this young Turk who came in. Zev, you'd like this. Zev, wake up. You're like, young Turk who came in, he said, I'm going to teach the Sechdas, I forget what it was, according to the Shalmisir. The Shalmisir. So like, everyone's learning the Bible. I Shalmisir. Okay, it lasted about a year, and then he was sent off shipping to some yeshiva out in Svat or something, you know. That was the Shalmisir. So, you know, we can learn Bava Kama a whole new way. What did Rabbi Papa say about Bava Kama? But it's not the way we first tackle Bava Kama. We want to understand Bava Kama through the lenses of the Psak, the Gemara's conclusion. So normally we have a psak. If you don't have a psak, we have cascading logic. What do you call cascading logic? What's the term for that? Let me give you an example. Is Zev a good boy or a bad boy? Okay, now, if he's really good, what do I mean by good? Is he morally good? Is he interpersonally good? Is he religiously good? What do we call that? What did I just pull off? I asked one question, and then I said, assuming the answer is such and such, let's get asked that question with a little more precision and resolution. What do you call that in halacha? Imtim Salam. So those are the two ways that we cascade logic. Either Gemara reaches the psak, and then we move on. Okay, having reached the psak between side A and side B, now let's make the question more magnified. We know what the logic is, but now let's sharpen the logic with a sub-question. Or even if the Gemara is unwilling to paskin question A versus B, assuming A for a second, by the way, which Rishon always felt that the Imtim Salomer shows the hand, Rambam. The Rambam always will pass it like an Intim Salomer. Because going down, it's the same. Intim Salomer showing your hand. I'm moving you in B. Now B, let's say B1 or B2. Let's make it a little more precise. Here we don't have that. Rashi asks the question and radio silence. So maybe, we'll get this in a moment, maybe Rav and Rashi were asking the same thing. Why did Rav choose Hadah as his tool to ask the question? Why did Rashi choose his tool? Maybe we'll have an answer to that question. Or, 1 second, Zev. Rava's question was not about payment, Alex, but Rava, when he asked, can I apply Hadah to Tsaras Mishuna? After all, Tsaras Mishuna is Karen. Maybe he was asking, no, maybe Tsaras Mishuna is regel. Maybe Rava was asking not the payment question, but the identity question. Maybe Rava was asking Reb Chaim's question. By the way, the same way the Rav Asher was asking the question. So we're going to see the two ways to learn Rava. And after we learn Rava each way, we're going to say, well, what is that? How does that relate to Rav Asher's question? Okay, quickly, because we have to end shiur soon. Okay? Zev, quickly.
Doesn't the Gemara say it's Imtim Salomar that they're Ein Shinoi for Rashi?
For Rashi, Imtim Salomar, Ein Shinoi for Rashi, but Ein Shinoi for Rashi is payment, not identity. We'll get to this. Okay? Great. Who says payment? Okay, we said it before. Who says that Rava was asking, should there be Hadar, do we cap payment at Chatzin Ezek? Bein Peretz. And in fact, your Bein Peretz cross links between Rav and Rashi. So let's open our Bein Peretz. Let's just see what Bein Peretz says. Okay. Whatever Rishonim we have, let's try to use whatever Rishonim we have. So first read the Bein Peretz on Hadar. This is the long Bein Peretz. Dibur Maskel Ella. Someone put it up. I forget who put it up on the WhatsApp. Alex, thank you. Heviye Shlomer. He's involved. If you guys, if you really, really, really guys want to tackle this sugya, take all these questions and stream them through Rav Tarfon and Karen and Rosh Hashayachet and Simchus. I'm avoiding Rav Tarfon, I'm avoiding Simchus for you. The Gemara flirts with these questions within Simchus and Rav Tarfon, and Tosis, those Abayna Paris, go to town on these issues. I'm saving you the heartache. And I'm just taking you, forget Rav Tarfon, forget Simchus, Rabbanan, normal, Chatzin Hezek Tam, what are we paskin? So if you're a little bored today, good luck reading Tosos on Daf Yuchasim and Health. That's like the next stage of the sugya. I'm taking out the part of Rabbeinu Peretz because he's solving a Rav Tarfon issue. V'yeshlam, Yishun, demuchach lekaman, debaya derava. Okay, here's our Rabbeinu Peretz discussing Rava. V'yesh hada, o ein hada, hainu mishum, de'af al-gav gimitoch ha-svar yesh hada, midid ha-dachasin ez a-keren. Oh, the Rabbeinu Peretz learned the sugya like me. I learned it like him. Misvar, of course, should be hada because it's keren. If it's keren, of course it's hada. Mikomakom, kivan de chatzin ezek yochsa gemirila, afa gavikoch gufadami, havi mamish regel. Whoa, that's good. Havi mamish regel. That puts him against Reb Chaim. Havi mamish regel, viroy lechaim on ezek shalim. So if you ever want to find Hillel, use Ter Reb Chaim, and your Tom will say, did everyone hold like Reb Chaim? Show him this Rabbeinu Peretz. Havi mamish regel, and therefore, since Sarah says mamish regel, this can't be mamish regel because it's Mishuna. So Rabbeinu Peretz is taking an anti-Reb Chaim approach. We don't apply generic regel to every Tzaros. It's not regel, it's Karen. Because regel, normal Orchei Tzaros is mamish regel, and Mishuna can't be mamish regel. Okay, afilu hachi, hilchasa gemirilan, de'ein bohem kiyim chatzin ezek. That's the key line. Hilchasa gemirilan, de'ein bohem alachatzin ezek. Hilchasa gemirilan, de'ein bohem alachatzin ezek. The afke rachmana mihilchasa midin nezek shalim deregel. Just like the Torah eliminated nezek shalim for regular orchei tzraros, which if it's regel mamish, it should pay nezek shalim. Torah says, you're not paying nezek shalim, regular orchei tzraros, which should be mamish regel. We're excusing you. We're eliminating nezek shalim. Kimokain afke hilchasa midin nezek shalim dehada. Same thing. If you're tzraros of regel orchei, you should pay nezek shalim. Too bad, chatzin nezek. If you're tzraros of keren, and after three times you should pay nezek shalim. Too bad, chatzin nezek. Tzraros is chatzin nezek. Tzraros is chatzin nezek. Tzraros is chatzin nezek. Get the three, thick skull. If it's tzraros of regel, it's chatzin nezek. Even though tzraros should be nezek shalim. If it's tzraros of keren, chatzin nezek. Even after three times, three. There is no escalation beyond the roof of chatzin nezek. Chatzin nezek is the roof of any tzaros, whether it's tzaros of regal mamish or tzaros of keren mishuna, I don't care. And in case you miss it, the kach nishneis halacha shalel hosif al hachatzin nezek hilchach mehay tanagufa leka lechive. By the way, you can see where this is heading. Just like you don't pay nezek shalim for tzaros orche in Rosh Hashayachid, and you won't pay nezek shalim for tzaros of keren after three times. Where else would you not pay nezek shalim? Hell, here's a great way to start your shiur. What would the din be? Tzraros, Mishuna, and Rosh Hashayachid according to Rav Tarfon. You know Bava Kamba. If you know, you know. Tzraros, Mishuna, and Rosh Hashayachid according to Rav Tarfon. Would you pay Nezek Shalim? Why not? Call it Karen, but Karen, Rosh Hashayachid, Rav Tarfon, Nezek Shalim. What would the Rabbeinu Peretz say? Come on, what would the Rabbeinu Peretz say? No! Yet! Nunca! Marco Pono! No! No! It's Tzraros! You can give me any scenario in the world. You don't go above Chatzi Nesek. And of course, that's Rav Ashi's point. And so that's Rava's point. And what was Rav Ashi's point? Rava is saying you don't go above Chatzi Nesek. And Rav Ashi was saying, don't go below Chatzi Nesek. It's Chatzi Nesek. Period. Now, that's why Elisa and Abayin Peretz, because he says the same thing about Rav and Rav Ashi, that could be Aaron the offset. Rav Ashi was probing de-escalation or downgrading. Rava was questioning, I don't want to say upgrading. Upgrading means get business class, you pay more. Escalation, intensification of Chiyav. So in theory, there's space between Rava's question and Rav Ashi's question. In theory, you could say one and not the other. Because look, I have no problem with going higher. I have no problem with going lower. I have no problem with going lower. I have no problem with going higher. In theory, you could say that they're not necessarily built upon the same logic, which means that there's an autonomy to Rava's question and Rav Ashi's question. Rav Ashi's question about going down does not necessarily impact Rava's question about escalation, and vice versa. But just to remind you, in case you're paying attention, the Rabbeinu Peretz now, when he gets to Rav Ashi, look at Yud Tesem and Aleph, Dibram Aschel Shayach Shapir. Actually, it's in the middle of the Ramasco told to the Regal. We read this already on Friday, but let's just read it again. It's the same Rabbeinu Peretz that he actually refers to him. Avalei Deshin of Yeshlam, the Mikom Makom, this is the end of the Ramasco told to the Regal, Daf Yutes. Mikom Makom Kamet, the Bahav, Tahatai, even the Regal told the same, Radamit Chilasan, Filoch Afki Rachmana, Hachinami, Afki Midin Hadad, Kerigu upon him, Hinitna Halacha Shalela Hosif, Alanezek Bitsraros. You don't go down. You don't go up. It's a chiddush in the halacha of Moshe Sinai. So Beinu Peretz has a consistent way to learn Rava and Rav Ashi. There's space between Rav Ashi's question about Shinoi and Rava's question about Hadar, but they're essentially working the same logical circuitry. So Beinu Peretz, I'm thrilled. We have a consistent, logical way to learn the sugya. What's the problem with Beinu Peretz? Which was the same problem we had in Rav Ashi. Even a greater problem in Rava. Look at Rava. What's the problem? Whenever I say that, you know where I'm heading. Starts with a T, and it ends with arrogant. No. Starts with a T, and ends with X'd. I always say this. At the end of every logic, oh, it makes a lot of sense logically, but what was Rava's question? Who can read Rava's question? Bye, Rava, Yeshadal, Litzaros. No. What's the language? Look inside. Don't look at me. Put everything on my head. By Rava Yesha Dalitzaros. That's the language. Good luck. It's on your custom of course. By Rava, 5 lines when it gets wide. Yesha Dalitzaros, Raina Dalitzaros. Le Karen Medaminola. What? What? Karen Regal? That sounds like identity issues. Tzaros, psychologist. Not payment issues. You don't have this problem in Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi never really explained the terms of his question. Rav Ashi just asked a simple, generic question. What was Rav Ashi's question? By Rav Ashi, your testament Aleph, Yeshin el Tzvaros, or Ancient el Tzvaros, period. So to say that Rav Ashi was questioning payment, that makes a lot of sense, says Rabbeinu Peretz. Because of the fact that Rava sounds like he's discussing identity, who's the Benedict Arnold of the Sugya? I'm giving it away. Who explained Rav Ashi's question as a payment question, but Rava's question was an identity question? Rashi, Rashi, Rashi. Now you know, right? Rashi flipped the script. Rav Ashi, according to Rashi, was asking a payment question. Rava, according to Rashi, was not. And therefore, you've got two totally different questions in the Sugya, according to Rashi. Rav Ashi was asking white cap payment, ratio, quantity, all of our conversations of last week. Whereas Rava, by Hadar, was asking an identity question, because look at his Lashem, Rego Olakarim Edaminale. Do I call it, namely, according to Rashi, we'll read Rashi in a moment, and this is where you see Rishonim actually alluding to your Achronim, Reb Chaim. Basically, Rava was asking Reb Chaim's question. Is Regal, is Tzraros Regal Mamish, because it has Orche, DNA likeness, in which case, Regal Tzraros Mishuna would be Karen, in which case, Yesh Hadar. Simple pshat, though he said 20 minutes ago. Or Reb Chaim's big chiddush. Of course, Reb Chaim being chiddush with Rabbi Tarag and say, and prove it to me. And prove it. Chaim's big chiddush. Can anyone give me the big chiddush? Tzvaros is generic regal. And since Tzvaros is generic regal, even two senses, even Tzvaros Mishuna is, and once Tzvaros Mishuna is regal, no hada. We'll read in Rashi in a moment. And therefore, I'm going to hit Reb Chaim with the same question. Just because you call something regel, does that mean, Zev, that there is... What's Rav's assumption according to Reb Chaim, according to Rashi? Once I call it regel, there's no... Even Shina is regel. And once I call even Shina regel, there can't be...
No.
Hadar, who says? I'm going to play the same... I'm going to ask the same question that I asked in Reb Chaim and Reb Rashi. I'm going to ask it on Rav. It's not enough to say that Svaros is always regel, even Bashuna. And therefore you can't apply Shina, says Reb Rashi. Who says? I'm going to ask that same question on Reb Chaim in Rav's world. Oh, maybe it's regel. Second is regel. Nahada, who says? Now, normally he's Nahada for regel because it doesn't make a difference. You can't supersede 100%. You start 100%, so what's it called? But just because you call Saras Mashuna regel, you're not going to apply Hadar to it? Like, why not? What's the big deal? Call it Hadar. And here, since you have Saras regel and Mashuna, there is something to escalate with a 20, is that 25 to 50 or 50 to 100, without getting to the Intensalamus here. So let's first see Rashi, and then we'll all think. Okay, let's first see Rashi. Rashi, Dibur Maskel Ella. Long Rashi, but I'll scream the lines when we get to them. Okay, get your pencils ready so you know what to underline, or your pens, make a little mark. Okay? I don't like clean Gemaras. I like Gemaras with marks and signs and notes, and my favorite Gemaras, when I open your Gemara and I see oil stains in the bottom of the Gemara, which means you've slept a lot with your Gemara. You put your forehead in the Gemara, you get all the oil and grease from your hair in the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Some coffee stains, some blood stains, you know, that's what I like. Okay, this Gemara is to me like a terrain that you've conquered, that you've pulled over, that you pulled, you drive, pile drive through. Like, you look at my Gemara, this is already my second Gemara, because my old Gemara, I lost the cover. It's like my third round in Bava Kamma. I shined my first Bava Kamma, shined my second Bava Kamma, this is already the third time, so I make an underlines, and it's all, I don't make underlines to read, I make underlines because it, you know, helps me look at the Gemara, underlines and dots and so. So here we have the underline of Rashi. Eli Yibayis Lukma Mitzvahs Kiyur Chayiv, Amishad Bayi Deravad Imaguv Mishalim. Lo Sukma. This is underlined. Lo sukma b'tzor tzachad zim v'vichurche. Don't say that this whole, remember, the whole machlokas in the Gemara, just to, since we're not reading so much Gemaras, there was this very, very strange brisa, which could be interpreted four ways. Tashma, hidus, mishalim nezek, and chasi nezek. Loza, mishalim nezek, shalim. Like, what was this hidus? Why would it be? Was it machlokas rabbanon and sumchus? Was it machlokas rabbanon and tarfon? Was it machlokas hador? Was it machlokas shinoi? So that's, in this case, actually, not talking about hidus, we're talking about the case of kelch and atlachara. So don't tell me that the machlokas is about one time and it's a machlokas about sumchus. Dim king of lazalo mishkachas ella bedashani bitzra. So here's where you should start underlining. If you didn't follow what I just said, it's fine. Three lines after it gets skinny. Rashi. Ela b'dashani b'tzraros. We're talking about tzraros v'shuna v'iyayit shlosha zimne v'hachi v'hadar havelik yorchi. Okay, we've taken something which is mishuna, made it orche. Maybe one day we'll question whether this is true. Just to give you a little bit of a thought provoker, maybe tzraros can never become orche. But we'll see that later. Remember, we're just assuming today that tzraros can be orche, but so what? Will it impact its payment? Will it impact its process? V'ami Rabbanan, chatzi nezek etshar tzraros. The Rabbanan of this brisa who held ein hadah says normal tzraros. Madam mechilasan, v'afilu achi chatzi nezek v'sulo haynami d'shani v'ayayid lo chamim mor mechilaso. The ein hadah l'tzraros shashina bohem. Okay, so Rashi actually, when he explains ein hadah, which is our big challenge, doesn't really say much. But when he talks about yesh hadah, he says something mechlal lav atashamehen. Oh. That's why you hold yesh hadah, if you hold ein hadah, because you don't say this big, big Reb Chaim chiddush. Okay? For Belazar Savar, I'm skipping a line. Ditzraros ki orchayhu. I lost the place. Ditzraros ki orchayhu ki rabbanan de pligya sumchus. Here's the key word. This is underline, neon lights, signposts, everything. Flashing lights. Vishani v'iyayid. Tzraros mishuna, that then becomes a mu'ud. Naf. Me told the regel, the nasa told the karen, yesh lahem hada. Or as Rashi says later in Dibur Maskel Ella, the second one in the parentheses, which is his first shot of the previous piece, line that begins with the word shinoi. Mi amrin and kivan the shinoi hu nafka midin svaras the regal v'chal alayu din keren v'chayad v'shalim nizak shalim. Odilma kivan the told that the regal hu ein lehem hada. That's pretty Reb Chaim. Remember, you didn't have this language in Rav Ashi, nor for that matter, guys, just to be obvious to you, did you even have that language in Rava's question in Bigufa? Here is Reb Chaim's language making its debut. Read it again. Boy Rava, yesh hadal litzvaros, ein hadal litzvaros. Lekara midamin alay. Guys, look at me. Yeah, of course it's Kara. I don't need to be Rav. It's Kara. It's Kishuna. Odilma, that's Rav Chaim. You can call it Orcha, you can call it Mishuna, I'll call it Regel. It's always going to be Regel. It's always going to be Regel. Rav Ashi said maybe he doesn't have Shinoi affecting it, because Shinoi is limited to Karen or Shame, but not Regel. That was our earlier conversation. And now Rav is saying, now I'll add my Talmudic circuitry, even if in theory I can accept Shinoi is applying to Regel, and that's why I didn't ask Rav Ashi's question, Zev, that's why I said Intin Salamar. Even if I can apply Shina to Regel, can I apply Hadar to Regel? So Robert was asking three questions.
It's going to sound very familiar, but it's streaming to a different person. Take one. Is Chatzin Ezek a ratio? Is Chatzin Ezek a quantity? Can I go up with Chatzin Ezek? Yes, Hadar. Take two, Robert. Is it Karen? Is it Regel? Is it claim right? Is it not right? Take three. Oh, we all know it's Regel. But can we apply Hadar to Regel? And that Rav Chaim doesn't tell us, because no one tells us. I'll draw it on the board in a moment. Talk to me. Why is Regel and Hadar, why are they water and oil? Why is Hadar only something for Karen? Let's skip to the one, because we don't have any Gemaras about Hadar for Shane, but let's go right to the Karen issue. Why is Hadar something unique to Karen? So this is something I alluded to before. I'll say it again, but this is all on hold till we get to Chavdah. When we get to Chavdah, we're going to have to resurrect all of our Mord conversations. From Paganiska Kenoska, Paganiska Mamona, we're going to have to resurrect it all. Is Muad simply proving or generating tendencies? Now, those are different ideas, but it's in the same space. After three gorings, we now know that the animal is aggressive. Or after three gorings, the animal has now become aggressive. But either way, it's indicative of the animal's belligerent tendencies. They were always there, or they've become conditioned. Either way, we now know that this animal is to be expected to damage. And when I say expectation, you say, or predictability, you say, when I say P, you say, she arises, payments rise. Which means the difference between Tom and Muad is predictability / Pshia levels. Half Pshia, Hazi Nezek. Full Pshia, gross negligence, Nezek Shalom. If that's true, should it apply to Regel? Yeah, of course. More Pshia. More Pshia, more payment. Unless you cap payment for Regel, you know, like Moshe
Messina. Why is it more Pshia, though, after the third time?
He's talking about Shinoi. He's talking about Shinoi.
Oh.
Tomorrow's question is going to flip the script. We're talking about Saras Mishuna. I never imagine my animal going and kicking stones like a football player. It's so crazy. But after three times, just like I have to anticipate my animal gory, anticipate my animal kicking like a punter, and therefore higher pshia, higher. We're talking about the first pshia in Rashi. Okay, I know it's hard. It's just, that's why I'm giving you segments. If you segment, then you know, don't go out of your, you know, don't go out of your space. Stay in Cleveland, right? It's an old marriage counselor's phrase. Okay, stay in Cleveland. Well, stay in Cleveland. The biggest fights in marriage are always where you're fighting about, I don't know, whether we should buy Coke or Pepsi, and all of a sudden it becomes this huge, huge discussion about, well, you did this, and we're just having a conversation about Coke and Pepsi. Don't go to Chicago. Stay in Cleveland. Just stay about localized. That's the problem with Briskers. Briskers always go, oh, this whole machlokes about Pepsi and Coke. It's really a machlokes about trying to build. No, just have a conversation. You want Coke or Pepsi? We have a big fight. We'll decide whether it's Coke or Pepsi. So one day when you get married, your wife starts globalizing. She's a Brisker. Oh, what does it say about... No, just stay in Cleveland, okay? We're talking about whether to go to your parents for Shabbos, my parents. This isn't a big referendum. We just have to go here for Shabbos and there for Shabbos. So just stay in your place. Don't. Okay, you got confused what our place was, but stay in our place. So of course, Ada. Less Pshia, Pershina, and Tzveras. Now the Pshina has happened three times. Expected higher Pshia. So give me a definition of Hada that would apply uniquely to Gary. Well, you don't know enough about Hada. I alluded to it before. The Rav, of course, it's all over the Rav Sefer. Hada is not just proving or generating tendencies. It's creating a shame mazik. It's creating a formalization. You need to be debased and say, oh, you, animal, you are now a mazik. You are now a terror. You are now a bore. You are now, you are this, you are that. You're a menace to society. Give me this chalosh shame mazik. Maybe a chalosh shame mazik can only be to aggressive, belligerent animals. Not the animals. I don't like, they just like to eat. They get in the way, they ruin my dog food, but yeah, they just, it's animals eating. I'm not doing anything wrong. You're just eating. You know, nothing terrible. You know, can't, we always have this machlokas. It's not happening so much this year, but we always have these events in yeshiva for alumni and for guests and whatever. They always put out the rugalach. They haven't done it so much this year because no guests. Rugalach and food. They put it out in the middle. What happens? They put it out 2 hours before. The event is scheduled for 7 o'clock. By the time 7 o'clock comes, all the boys have eaten their breakfast. So we try to encourage the boys. Like, it's not for you, it's for the other. But like, I walk by, I don't get angry. You're hungry. I understand you're hungry. You're growing boys. Like, you shouldn't eat things that are obviously earmarked for other people. It's like, you know, when I see boys not coming to me yet, I feel pain. I don't never feel anger. I feel pain. I feel another mishap. When I see boys eating, I say, you know what, they're kids, let them eat. So like, you know, letachsim sharpatisho. You know, they're hungry, let the animal eat. So, you know, I understand. Animals are going to eat. You know, the guy's hungry. Let it, you know, it's a basic need. I'm hungry also. Like, you know, all these rabbis are so judgmental. Like, you like to eat. So the animal likes to walk. You know, let it walk a little bit. It's not the end of the world. I'm going to call a Shane a masik. Come on, I'm going to call a Grover a masik. For masik kavi. You need to have kavana l'azik. You're this belligerent terror. I simply can't take this hadah process and superimpose it to regal. You say regal, Rava said, no hadah. Maybe I'll say shinon. I can go down with regal because everything that Alex and Gavi said before is crazy. I just can't. Don't say the word muad when I say the word regal. So we have a shadow sugi here, guys. One sug is the Reb Chaim question, whether it's regular Karen. But one sug is, like, are these Karen issues Shayach? And I'm trying to create space between Rav and Rav Ashi. You could say, gotta be the Rav and Rav Ashi. If Rav and Rav Ashi are dealing with Reb Chaim, then they're asking the same question. Is it Karen or regular? How do you create space? Now you have millions of ways to create space. Rava was asking the Reb Chaim question, Karen and Regal. Rav Ashi was asking the payment question. Rava was asking the Mord question. Rav Ashi was asking the Reb Chaim question. Rava was asking the Mord question. Rav Ashi was asking, how many ways can you spin Rava and Rav Ashi? I wish I had a Rishon to tell me. The only Rishonim I have are Rabbeinu Peretz, who clocks in on both sugyos, and Rashi, who clocks in on both sugyos. Now he's a clock in, he clocks in twice. He's going to have to read the sugya again tomorrow, according to Rashi. And guess what? You saw David. Tomorrow, the script is going to be inverted. If we hold, as a trailer, so you do a lot of things. I don't have more Makaris to give you. I'm sorry. I can give you Zoram to read. I just don't have more Rishonim. I'll give you one or two Rishonim. But according to Yisrael David, according to tomorrow's version of Rashi, what was Rava's question? Yesh Hadah, not by Tzveros Meshuna, but by Tzveros Urche. So what will be the simple shot if we're not talking about Tzveros Meshuna? What will be the obvious? If it's Tzveros Urche, what would be the obvious? If we hold, we're talking about Tzveros Urche. No Hada. How could you make Hada if it's Urche? So now we'd have to think of a Svara, Dafka to apply Hada to Tzveros. So everything we said today is going to have to be completely inverted. Rava wasn't asking about Meshuna. For sure Meshuna has Hada for whatever reason. Rava was saying, can I even apply Hada to Tzveros Urche? What? Hada to Urche? What? Hada to Urche? What does that even mean? Hada to Urche? Hada is an Urche generator. How could you generate Orche when it's already Orche? So we're going to have to think really hard how to explain Rava. Today, we're talking to us, Meshuna. Yes, of course there's Hadad. Why ain't Hadad going to give you 1,000 of Chaim Svaris? But once we invert it 180 degrees, why should there be Hadad? That's why I'm splitting the sugyas in two. I'll show you a few Rishonim, but again, just if you're already finished, and you don't want to spend any more time thinking, just do chazara, because at the end of the week we're going to try to put all this together after we finish all the halachas. I don't want to stop giving makaris to throw things away. I'll maybe find an achron. If anyone wants to read an achron, maybe I'll photostat some of the kavod shiurim that I gave Yakir to read. I was just saying, like, I don't want you to think like I'm not doing my job. Oh, there will be sharm out there. There's nothing. I could send you through Rabbeinu Peretz and you could deep dive into Reb Tarfon and Simchus, but that's not going to help you. That would be a way for me to tell your parents I gave you guys makaris today. I'd rather your parents get angry at me, send me angry emails tonight. Why don't you give my kid makaris and that you understand the secret of the Clark Cup before you start diving into Reb Tarfon? Anyone that wants to try that dive, I'm not going to stop you. Start with Tosfos, go to Rabbeinu Peretz, and I'll see you in Purim. Okay, let's stop here. I guess our guests are not coming, so we'll learn a little Tanya. Okay, take a breath.